Okay, good. We're holding here in middle of Nevuah, and it's an Amud Lamed Vav. Va'omnam tzor sheteida, shekol ha-madregas kulon shebe-neviyim, kulon shfolis madregas debozesh moshe ben al-ashalim, v'nivdolis ben-ehevdol gadol. So all of these madregas of Nevuah I was speaking about is no shaykhis to Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. This is something which is unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekulan, efshe shegilen kol adam sheyiske. Nevuah is open for anybody that could possibly attain it can attain it. Ach nevuah es Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom hi madrega acher sheyishach deloy i efshe la acher sheyisiga klal. Nevuah es Moshe Rabbeinu is unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, and no one else can attain it. Now let's talk a little bit about this inyan. So why is that true? So there's a practical reason for it, and it goes like this. Had there been possibly another Navi that could have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrega, so we now have the ability for someone to get up and claim to override Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. A Navi can come along and say, I've now been told to supersede Moshe Rabbeinu. And there would be no reason, just like if one Navi tells another Navi a Nevuah to be oiken another Navi's Nevuah, it's the Dvar Hashem, Hashem said this, Hashem said this. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah cannot be Nekar, because nobody's in this darga, and that's why certainly the emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah as being unique is a very important, it's a core component of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of emunah in Torah, because without that, you leave yourself open for Christianity and Islam and Mormon and whatever else. Okay, but there's
why is the mock with the fact that it says in the Torah is not going to change? Hashem knows our seeders. So, you have another Navi that is mounting that Madriga, but he can't override it because the Rebbeinu Shel Hashem does not. They can't do it. It's not going to be accurate.
But if let's give an example. Imagine somebody comes along, a Pesach tells you, and a Mefurash HaShulchan Aruch says this and this. A second person, who's a much bigger Pesach, says he doesn't know what he's talking about. So he'll come along and say, you can't do that because you can't argue against Mefurash HaShulchan Aruch. So I will come along and say, well, that other guy thought it's Mefurash HaShulchan Aruch, he doesn't know how to read the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, kol ze achnis. If somebody comes along and says, Hashem said this and this, and somebody bigger than me, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, you didn't begin to understand what he said. He said this and this, if this, when, whatever it is. You allow always to be oiker everything. I mean, at the end of the day, if a guy wants to argue, he'll argue. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the biggest Navi either. You know, there's no end to it. But when we ask ourselves, can another Navi be Seisa Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is no, because Moshe is bigger and so on. That's an important tfisa why we can never ever accept anything that's connected much of it. So without asking ourselves, prove, disprove, bigger, smaller, it's irrelevant. There's another kinetic over here, and that's definitely true, and that's why it's one of the Ikre Emunah. Like, you know, Ikre Emunah are things that you need it to be able to build Vaita. But I think there's also an Inyan Mitzad, the Etzem Mitzias Advarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is not just a bigger Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Av Kol HaNeviim. The Av Kol HaNeviim doesn't mean he's bigger, but it means that he is the source for other Neviim. Navi Kamoini, Yakim Hashem Mekir Bechem, Echecha Mekir Bechem. There's a Navi like me, meaning coming because I told you. The Rambam says that every Nevuah, every Navi, Bemis, if a guy comes along and tells you some sort of future, predicts the future, a lady with a crystal ball comes and she tells me the future, and she's right. So it still doesn't have a clear hoichacha that that's Dvar Hashem. At the end of the day, maybe it's simply because the person has a kaychus. Just like if somebody has x-rays, you can look through your hand and see what's inside, the bones are inside. There are people that might have kaychus in the future, I don't know. But it certainly, from saying that I can predict the future to saying that I'm a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell you X, Y, and Z, it's a big merchak. A person might argue it's mistaver, but it's still very not clear the connection. For us, the connection is HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke at Sinai. That's our basis for Emunah. Moshe Rabbeinu was his spokesman. He gave us the Torah of Sinai. And in it, he said that if a person comes along and he's muchzik to be this and this, and he brings an ois and a maifis and it's miskuyim, and he said, HaKadosh Baruch spoke to me, we have to be makabel his words and do what he says. So the source for all Nevi'im, the Etzem, comes from Maimon Har Sinai. So there can only be, nothing can be like Moshe, because the whole mohus is yoinik. It's true in mitzad the Seder Advarim, it's true mitzad the Pnimius. The darga of Moshe is a darga of Nevuah that feeds lower dargas, the way a river would feed little branches that are coming out of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is distinct. Shekulon, efshe shegilon kolon sheyiske. It's possible. Anybody can become a Navi if he's so zecher. Nevuah is a person madrega. But Nevuah is a person shalom madrega. Achshin sechtoi, he efshar sasiga klal. Nevuah's Moshe is only one person. Now, just to... Yes.
Now, let's say someone's mounting the same adrega as the boss Moshe. But no one else is going to have a problem with that Muna, because we don't know what adrega he's on. He can't tell me what to do, because the only one I have an idea on, Gambachi Amin Loilam, is only Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
He's a guy. Maybe he's mounting part of upon him. But I have no way of knowing that. For Mela, I'm never going to be Makabu what he says.
It's a good taina, but the truth is also Nevuah alone, and this the Rambam says when he speaks about Nevuah, that every other madrega, I can become a tzaddik if I do what's right and what's good. I can become a tzaddik, I can get Ruach HaKodesh, and just through my own ma'isim. Nevuah b'chlolius, the Rambam says, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Nevuah itself is not, it is the darga shaboy that you need to be in order to be a Navi. And then there is the Ratzon Hashem to be Masha Nevuah to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, there's only one Moshe. I am not, this darga of Nevuah is Moshe, is Miyuchat Moshe, and it's only Moshe. So it's something where anyone else, in terms of like who's a bigger Pesach, so at some point I may not be able to make the judgment, but anybody who sits and learns can become a Nisad Nishmaya, but at the end of the day, it's Niskaf L'Schusi. If I'm the one who put in the work, the effort, and this and that, I attain these dargas. Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to one. And the truth is, I mean, we said before two reasons. There's even, a core reason. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, it says, Rashi says, we're different in Umos Olam. Umos Olam have many Kohanim, many Mizbechais, many Korban. We have one God, one Mizbeach, one Beis HaMikdash, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and from that Echad, is Neivea, many, many different Hanhagis and Brias, Hamoin Brias. But the Sheirish, the closer you get to the Sheirish, the closer it is to Echad. So the very core of it's like something, imagine water coming out of a pipe and spreading and diffusing as it comes out. When it comes out, it's a single line and then it diffuses. So anything coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and then it becomes many, many, many different things, many different dargas. So at the Sheirish, at the core, you'll always find it, and the core of Nevuah, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehine, lemata mimadregas anevua yesh madrega, nikras ruach hakodesh. There's a darga under the nevuah called ruach hakodesh. Vehu, inyan, she yushpa shef menizbarach al seich la'adam, she bahagia elah, yikava bo yedias inyan ma bebilti safi bilti tos. What Ruach HaKodesh does is that a person understands something clear, without any mistake, v'yeda hadava b'shleimus, siboisa v'toldoisa v'koldov maregosa, and understands something in total, in perfection, in shleimus. So, first of all, let's go slowly. Ruach HaKodesh is a darga, which L'chura, he says over here, it's something that is in line with Nevuah. Why is it? In other words, it has nothing in common with Nevuah in terms of going out and telling people. A Baal Ruach HaKodesh cannot tell people what to do. I have no chiyuv to listen to somebody who's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Even if I take it for granted as Ruach HaKodesh, it's not machayev me to listen to him. And I guess this thing you're not supposed to say out loud by chassidim. This was this. Ein moishan al tznuim. But, so what is it? What is this darga in the hierarchy if we're trying to draw a line between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, there are many wonderful madrigas of all sorts. So, the hierarchy is in terms of Havana and Tfisa. In other words, when I use my mind to understand something, I can reach certain darga. When I add Ruach HaKodesh to it, I can reach a much deeper darga than that. When someone, Nevuah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, tells me, and that I can reach a much further in what I'm taifis and understand, because Kadosh Baruch Hu told it to me. So just like if I have a Rebbe that teaches me, I know a lot better than if I learn myself. So to the darga of Nevuah versus Ruach HaKodesh is someone teaching me. So in the hierarchy of Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah's Moshe is in terms of hasag and tfisa of the world around. So Ruach HaKodesh is the inya sheyush b'shefa yisbar sechadam. There's a shefa to the seichel, and shebegil of yikava bo yedias inya mabul tisafi. So the seichel grasps and understands things in a way that it could not have understood without it. So the key nakuda is that I don't inherit as something which is inside myself. I don't inherit as something coming from outside. I inherit as something that I understood from within, which is a mila over my regular hasag and tfisa, but it falls short of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me and being megalami. Let me just see the Rambam. I'm taking around here a second. How he describes it. The Rambam over here. Sadia Torah. He says it as follows. So he says like this. When a person, he goes through like this. Adam that is filled with all these midas, shalom begufay, and he goes into paradise and he learns all these inyanim, and he stays away from that mainam, and he's called kulay mashki himself in havanas alikus, taitit tomit pnuya lemalok, shurat asakis akovit, and so on. Miyad ruach hakodesh sheira alav. Ruach hakodesh sheira on him. What is that like? When he has this Ruach HaKodesh that shared on him, Tis'arev nafshe b'maylas ha-malachim k'ram ishim, his nefesh becomes mu'urav with malachim, the lowest dark of malachim. Ishim is the lowest dark of malachim, so that means his nefesh becomes malach-like. V'yahofech li'ish'acha, he becomes a different person. V'yovin b'daitoi she'eno k'meshahoya, he becomes aware that he's not the same person that he was mitzad his darga. Elashinis Allah al Maila Sharb Naram Chachamim. He is wiser than all the people. Koshneva Bishov is Nabis the Imam and Faklish Acha. So the Rambam also refers, it's a little bit unclear in the Rambam if he means the Ruach HaKodesh is a different darga or not, but one it would seem the right way to learn it. And the Rambam doesn't, and it's the same type of idea. It's a certain mahalach in chachma, and a person realizes he's no longer the person he was. We have nothing. We haven't yet spoken about Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to him or telling him anything. It's just a person understands and becomes aware that he's a different person, which means that the only thing about me that could be different is tfisa, havana, and so on. There's a clarity of yedia. I want to zero in a little bit on this. It's almost like a wish list. What are your zeichen ruach hakodesh? So he says a yedia that is brura without mistakes, no suffix, v'yeda adava b'shleimus, siboyza tozik adava magasai, and he understands each and every piece exactly how it fits into its madriga and so on. That's something that is it's a wonderful thing, and it very much fits Ramchal's own Tzuras HaChachma, understanding a thing, v'shleimus, siboyza tozik. So that's what Ramchal's all about. All the Sfarim are like that, to be makif something and to give the outline and the picture and so on. But why of all the things that he picked, I mean, there's a lot of chachma, a lot of wisdom. He's picking something that has to do with that understanding. So I want to be my eye on this a minute and suggest the following. The difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachal and the Bria. I mean, many, many differences, obviously. It's infinite amount of differences. But the difference Be'echreach is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and therefore it's Koilel everything. Anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Prat in the Bria. Now, which means as follows. No person will ever be oimid on a dove shalem in chachma, because I'm a piece of the puzzle, and I'm teifes everything through that piece. So just like, let's take a marshal. Imagine a person has a corporation company, and they have the a meeting of the officers. So the guy in charge of research and development is talking about research and development and what they're getting out of it and what they're this and that. The marketing guy is talking about marketing, the finance guy is talking about the finance, and everyone is talking about his little corner. And they all mean the type of the company, and they all have a certain emes to it. But even the researcher, the guy research and development who's hacking that they need more money for research and development, if the treasurer tells him, Rabid, we have $3 in our account and a credit rating of junk, and there's not another nickel coming, he understands what that means. But there's no real, but there's something that's, it's not his perspective. The person who makes the money out of the company, the person who owns the company is making money, understands at least theoretically all the different halakim. I mean, we don't have enough money to invest. We have money to invest. We don't have the right people, the right tools to for construction. We make a great product. We don't have a way to market it. V'chulu. Those are all a staklus of someone who has the entire picture. As a person's das ascends lemala and connects with lemala, his yediyah becomes shlema, kailol everything, b'li safik, b'li tos, and he understands everything, but shlema siboisav toldoisav. You know, what stage is this in the entire picture? All of those are hallmarks of a re'iyah kailelas, of a yediyah havana kailelas, which is really the basic description, kaviyacha kashrov was the bria. The Bria Pratim Pratim Pratim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Koyla Koyl. The Venezra says in many places when he speaks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's knowing everything about the Bria, he says it's not because a Kadosh Baruch Hu has magical powers to know what's going on everywhere. It's because the Koyl is always Koyl the Prat automatically. So anytime you have a Klal and a prat, the prat is automatically part of the klal. The klal automatically includes all the elements of the prat and so on. Now he says, "V'ulam ayde hashef hazeh efshe sheyaskel dvarim shemugder shemigeda haskola anushis ativis lahaskolaisa." The type of material that you grasp is not going to supersede the type of material that a human being can grasp. I can't grasp things that are really beyond. And that's the big difference between a Navi and Baruch HaKadosh. A Navi's body goes haywire, either he falls asleep or whatever it is to call him a Shigayim, because he can't cope with the volume of this knowledge. His body needs to be sort of sedated to be able to understand it. Ruach HaKodesh only is teifis knowledge that humans can be teifis. Omnom Yisron Haskel Oysam Alzer Derech Me Haskel Oysam Derech Anushihu Shalzer Derech Yusku Bali Omol Ve Yusku Bali Tos Lo Yeshoa Bam Safik Masha Enkein Baskola Shal Derech Anushi. They will understand these things in a very, very it's not that the thing itself is beyond human comprehension, but the tzura, how he understands it and how comprehensive and how accurate, is going to be very different. I want to focus on one of the points he says. I mean, viewskably tos, leishavim suffik, machin zalchanushi, those are things that we, I'm sorry?
He's comparing Ruach HaKodesh to the normal level of Havana or to Navi's?
Yes. He's defining what it is. He's saying, on the one hand, it's less than Nevuah, that you can only be Taifis things that are humanly possible to be Taifis. On the other hand, it is there is milus over regular understanding. If I tell you Ruach HaKodesh is, you can only understand things that people normally understand, so what's the point of it? Okay, so your IQ goes up by 10 points. Chayes eat salmon, I don't know, whatever it is, they have every month a different brain food, whatever this month, they put a particular side. So he says it's not like Nevuah because it's limited to human understandings, but it's more than that, because it's yuskubli amul b'litoz leishvem safik. Masheinke maskola shader chanushi. Now, the question, the one point over here that's somewhat not clear is the b'li amul. Mele b'litoz leishvem safik, I hear. That's great. B'li Amul, I mean, we've been brought up that Amelus Batara is the Iker, and the famous Maizu with the guy, and didn't want to get the Magidim, and so on. So, but what's the point, B'li Amul? I think the B'li Amul means Amelus is the result of not having a clear enough tfisa. Wherever I have a block, I don't get something. That's where I need a melus. Masha'in came when my mind becomes heightened, sharpened. It's tefis it intuitively, automatically, instinctively. It's just like somebody who's musically gifted. For me, if I'm not musical, so for me to learn about music takes a lot of work. I need to adapt my seichel to music. So someone explained to me, these are different sounds, it's different pitch, this is the different note, this is the different beat, and I struggle, I go step by step, and I sort of hop what it is. But when I am musically gifted, my mind is musical, and it comes in without real umbel. It's obvious to me, it's intuitive to me. So this is something that increases, makes the person a much bigger ish seichel, so to speak, and therefore toifes things, and in a way that is in a way that I can readily assimilate. Vehine. Now he does add one more thing. Ve'efshe sheyase gamken inyanim masha'in begeras kol nusheskilim umeklolam hanistoros vasidos. So there are two things over here. There are becholzais beyond normal human understanding. That includes nistoros and asidos. Nistoros means that it's something that is a it's there, but it's hidden within something else, as opposed to something which is like when Rishonim used the lashon einze ela divrei nevius. So it means that the where you're coming from, you're kind of just saying something out of thin air. That's what that lashon is. This is something which is within something else. It's hidden, but it's within something else. So it has a share of something else. I would also mention the asidos here. It's not clear asidos. It's something that's a projection from what's there now. It's a navi. Even if the thing that he's saying is bizarre and it can't be this and that, that's he knows it because he knows it from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here, it's a somewhat of a tfisa. There are asidos that are already waiting to happen. It's just a question of it becoming a metzias. If I give you a marshal, imagine a weather report where I tell you 3 days from now it'll be rain. Okay, it's because I make a cheshvan. There's clouds, there's wind, there's this, there's that. There'll be rain. But imagine I'm looking down from a helicopter or a plane and I see a rain cloud raining and moving down the highway. Then what I'm saying is, this is going over there. So it's a getter of asidus that's somewhat, I think, latent in what's there, but it's not it's not the type of asidus a Navi would say, because even if you chop him on it, it's not going to, it's not going to make him a liar. What I find fascinating, I guess, common against human, but against our reactions, when I tell you somebody is a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, so, and my child will ask me, what did he mean when he said he's Baal Ruach HaKodesh? I'll tell you, it means that he can tell the future. Does he know how to learn? Is he a lamdan? I don't know. I didn't say anything about his learning. It's a comment strictly about his ability to predict futures. People don't have a problem saying that this person has Ruach HaKodesh, but it's not Maritz. If you take a look at Ramchal, it's the other direction. The Iker of Ruach HaKodesh is Chachma, Yediyah, Havana, and so on, with a little bit of a Tosefes of Nistoros and Asidus. But that's like a little bit of a cherry on the pie. It has nothing to do with the Etzem Metzias. Could be a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. Don't hold like Ramchal. But Akaponim, Ramchal's dictionary, it's something that is first and foremost Yediyah and Havana Torah. I'd like to answer with that. People ask, Lamashal, the Ravid says, Kvar Fia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Madashenu. So everyone asks, "Lo b'shamayim hi, are you talking?" The answer is that it's the other way around. Ruach HaKodesh is first and foremost a more emesis feast of inyanim that comes. It has a din of Torah. It's not divrei nevuah. If let's say one of the members of Sanhedrin is about Ruach HaKodesh, and we'll assume that many of them were, it didn't pass them for being a Dayan. A Navi cannot use divrei nevuah as part of Sanhedrin, it's Chayv Misa. If he gets up and he says, well, Hashem said this is a halacha, if he tries to make that halacha based on that, he's out. Ayin Rebbe Lozer. It's something which is, but Ruach HaKodesh is no such problem. I once thought, you find a dogma of what Ruach HaKodesh is. It says by the Kohen Gadol that when you ask Neurim V'Tumim, the letters would light up, and it says then he was Malbish Ruach HaKodesh and was able to put the letters together properly. In other words, it took Ruach HaKodesh to put it properly together. I once asked Reb Nachum, I guess half in jest, this was the type of things that he was, that maybe that's the pshat in the Ravid when he says, it's not the chiddush, nor zen v'shteit daf me'echam Ruach HaKodesh. You know, that's what it says, the Kohen Gadol, you know, you could see the same letters, but to know what they mean, the same letters, that was Ruach HaKodesh. So Reb Nachum was masking that's a very that's a possible. V'hinei.
Can I
ask the
question?
Sure.
The whole time Rebbe is learning that this is talking about Talmud Torah, isn't this talking about the Chaznish, come to Chaznish, how to make an operation, so if I state anatomy, if I state out, you come to put something together, the means you don't have to learn, you don't have to go to college.
I would disagree. If anything, that might be a fringe part of it. We're talking about, when you talk about Chachma Stam, you're talking about Chachma Loikis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding Drachav. I mean, that's the core Chachma. The other things are a matana. It's, you know, Zeichel Ledvar Maharbe. I would be very nirta to say that's the core of what it is. Is it also true? Possible. But what I'm talking about it, I would say more, it's something that goes to the core of it. The only one that the Asidus part may or may not be, you know, that is that chulin or not. In other words, is that a parish of kodesh or choil? But the other ones, I don't know. I'm very reluctant to say that it would be called ruach hakodesh if it was just a quick mind, a grasping science. I mean, sachaka, what the Chazanish did with the medical things, a good doctor could also do. In other words, at the end of the day, there's nothing pneumistic special about it. The Chazanish is havanas and tefises and Torah, which are unusual. In other words, the nekudas that came up. That's where I would be kaveh as the ikar of what he calls Ruach HaKodesh, and the other stuff would probably go into the Zeichen Dvarim Harbe. That's where I would put it. That's the okay. Vehine says Ruach HaKodesh. I mean, the Rambam is talking about a dargin, a person, and in that's nevuah is the next. Nevuah is a kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person is mekush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't see Ruach HaKodesh being just a test of IQ. It might help, but that other thing has to be a real tuffle in my mind to the ikka, to the yisayda dava.
What he's saying, Chayra, is, Shad, is that if you're connected to the Sheirish, so then everything else comes in. Like you like the Rambam, like Rebbe was saying before about the CEO.
Correct. But correct. Okay. I don't have. I would just. My personal hagash is that it's first and foremost about, you know, Torah, like course, whatever you want to call that chachma of understanding Das Hashem. You ask about the oisi. The other things could come along. That's possible. Vehine ruach hakodesh zehine hu nirgash lemasigov. The person himself is makir and understands as Ruach HaKodesh. So it's very interesting. The Rambam says the same exact thing. I'm trying to figure out what the Makar is. In other words, it seems to be an important point that he's Makar. Shamekabli Yakubli Sufik Shoshefa Nishkaloi. You deherit as such. Omnam. Oid Yikr Lefamim Shishbelev Adam Shefa Shem Detachim and Adam. Achlo Yagishbaim Mushba. Elo Yagialoi. Kimish Nefels Machshava Bulavavoi. Venikra. So he says, so people can use colloquially the idea of, I had such an einfall, it's Ruach HaKodesh for sure. I mean, politely you would say it about somebody else, not about yourself. You'd say, this person is mamish, I fear Ruach HaKodesh is a Roshay, he said this and this, and it's mamish, only a Ruach HaKodesh could have known it, and so on and so forth. So, but he says that's really... that's a colloquial use of it. It's like he says, "Nikra derech harchava v'shloi bediktuk." You know, you call it Ruach HaKodesh, you sweep it under Ruach HaKodesh. But a person who has Ruach HaKodesh is profoundly aware of that, and it's something that he's makir. He says it. The Rambam says it. They both say it. I mean, mamish, almost the same. It's the same understanding. I'm curious, where do we know that from? In other words, does it say it any place? Does it, is it Marcus? He in the side, the Makaris over here, doesn't bring any Indian about it. By Shaul it says, that the Rambam brings, but that's talking about Nevuah. I don't even know where the Rambam understood it's talking about Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know.
Without it, how are you going to get Lamaisa? You'll have a Pircha Maimon HaSinai without it.
Why?
Because maybe you're going to get good on Geshikot, and you're going to be a Zikr that you have Ruach HaKodesh. Be right, it's not going to be a Zach, which is a Hasogi, you're not going to have without it, then you're never going to have a Brevis in Maimon HaSinai. Maybe that's what they didn't have in HaSinai also.
But Har Sinai was, well, first of all, it's a Machlok Zishayim if they had a Dargah of Nevuah or not. That's true. So there's a Machlok Zishayim on that. But in Maimon Har Sinai, the briers that we had was that we're hearing Dvar Hashem. It wasn't so much whether we were Nevi'im or not. That seems almost tuffle to the question of what is that we heard? You know, in other words, what are we communicating?
How do you know Dvar Hashem? How do you know you recognize the voice?
You know what? The Rambam says it. The Rambam uses a lesson like that. That they got something which b'hash'olah is called a dibur. It's at the end of the day, when somebody asks you a question, how do you know you're not dreaming now or hallucinating, or whatever it is? There's no real answer to that. The only answer I can give is in relative. This is the clearest moment in Yedias, the type of clearest moment that I have. There's nothing else I could. For us, the clearest moment of reality was the hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk. That was our sense of it. I have no way of, there's no way to answer the question of how do I know not. All I can say is this I heard clearly. This I think I heard. This I have a feeling. Our sense of Har Sinai was as vivid as the most vivid things that we have. What it was, the Rambam himself says it was something that we could, that was called Dibur. That's how we phrase it, because we don't know what is it. Like you said, how do we know what Dibur is? Okay, what's your name? I don't think I ever. I'm sorry. I don't think I ever asked you the shayel. Your name.
My name is Yitzchak Weinberger.
From Rabbi Dalia Weinberger's.